Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today is Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date currently is the 14th of Shaban, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 17th of March, 2022. With few hours left for the night of emancipation, the 15th night, we welcome our Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khair. Just speak but louder, please, Maulana.
Mufti Saab is currently in Durban, and tonight he will be conducting a program at Masjid-e-Mahmood, inshallah, after the Isha Salah. So Mufti Saab, hope everything is well, the programs are all going well.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. On Tuesday we arrived here at 5:30 in Durban, and then our first program was there at Mount Vernon next to Wellam. So alhamdulillah it went very, very well. The masjid was packed to capacity, and we started 8 o'clock with the Isha, and then we finished up at 9:30. And alhamdulillah, it went very, very well. The people really appreciated it. Mona Ahmadullah Mullah, Mona Abid Khan, the trustee there, Brother Bashir. And then mashallah, then we went yesterday there to the Hazelmere Dam. Next to it is our Hafiz Zabihullah and them. So mashallah, they're listening to us for many, many years and so forth. So they were very elated, excited. And then last night, because it was the 14th night, we had a double header. So at Musgrave Masjid, Masjidus Salam, mashallah, we had a program there for half an hour after Maghrib. And then we went to Haji Muhammad Ikhlas place. And then we had supper there. Some of the brothers were fasting and so forth. And there after Isha, we went there to the Avondale Musalla. And then, mashallah, Maulana Randeri, Maulana Zubair and them are there. So we had program for 8 to 9:30. And mashallah, daily we're having programs here. After Fajr at the Pearl Muswalla. So Maulana Zakaria is there, Maulana Abid's son. And tonight, inshallah, we will be there at Masjid Mahmood. It's a new masjid and it is in Clay Estate. I had a program there once, but they were still building and it was not completed. The musallas and all that had to still come in. But I'm sure all that is done. So there, the two brothers are there, Maulana Badat. So inshallah, we'll be there tonight from 8 to 9:30 or so, inshallah al-Aziz. And tomorrow, Friday, first will be the Jummah Khutbah translation. And that is by Sheikh Saleh Humaid, that he will be rendering the khutbah from Makkah, inshallah, will translate from our studios here in Durban. And thereafter, inshallah, we will be going there to the Glennon Road Masjid, Sufi Masjid, where Hafiz Uwais is, and they will have the Jummah. And inshallah, tomorrow night we will be there in Stenger and at the Jami Masjid, the big masjid there, inshallah, from Isha 8 o'clock to 9:30. And then the final program, inshallah, on Saturday night related to the Taraweeh and the advices for the Huffaz and the honorable Imams and so forth. Saturday night after Maghrib at the Ashabal there in Masjid al-Nur, where Maulana Im Mutala and his beloved sons are. So that are our programs. Going well. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa la accept it.
Ameen, ameen. Mufti Saab, with regards to tonight, 15th night of Shaban, is Laylatul Bara'at mentioned in the Quran?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is not mentioned in the noble Quran. However, there is one Sahabi, Ikrimah radiallahu an, the son of Abu Jahl. He is a Sahabi radiallahu an, it is attributed towards him. He said at the beginning of Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubaraka, that this refers to 15th night of Sha'ban. But majority of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Tabi'een, the successors, and ulama say that no. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil mubaraka refers to the night of power, the night of majesty, the night of destiny. So the answer will be no. According to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, remember that laylatul bara'ah, laylatul nisfi min Sha'ban, 15th night of Sha'ban, O esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah our Jama'ah is not mentioned in the Noble Quran.
Mufti Sahib, where is it mentioned in the Ahadith?
Remember that the best discussion I have found in the Arabic books and Urdu books and English books are the following. In the Arabic, you know, Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, whom I met personally, alhamdulillah, in Amman, in Jordan. So he's written a whole encyclopedia of Silsila Ahadith Sahiha and Silsila Ahadith Da'ifa, that the authentic Ahadith and the weak Ahadith. It doesn't mean that we agree with him and concur with him on everything, but remember what good the man did, we should say so. Wala innahu afada wa ajada fi hadha al-mawdu. On this topic, he has done real justice to it. So if you open Al-Mujalladu Thalis, the third volume of Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, the authentic Ahadith compilation, the third volume and Hadith number 1144, you will find a wonderful discussion, and he mentioned it Hadithun Sahih. So the Hadith is mentioned in Tabarani, the Hadith is mentioned in various compilations. So what is the Hadith? Idha kan laylatul nisfi min Sha'ban, when it is the 15th of Sha'ban, fayaghfirullahu li jami'i khalqihi, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala forgive the entire universe, creation and people and jinn and so forth, illa li mushrik, except people who are non-Muslim, who are sane and mature and non-Muslim, O mushahin, people who have malice, rancor, hatred in their hearts and so forth. So therefore what we did is yesterday, day before yesterday also and today also, that I sent out one Quranic verse and one dua as well. So at least we must try and by heart it, memorize it. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10. There by the quarter, the first quarter of the 28 Jews, 28 Supara. What a beautiful dua. And remember, it is complete and comprehensive for those who have passed away and those who are alive. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter Surah 59, verse 10, Surah Hashr, first quarter, 28 Jews. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. So everybody is included there who passed away with Iman Islam. Then for those of us who are alive, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts the malice, the rancor, the hatred. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are our sustainer, nourisher. You are very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. So we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that He accepts whatever little but humble, broken ibadat we do tonight. And the Ummah also, we should be begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. We have a triple bonus. One is Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, Shab-e Bara'ah, 15th night of Sha'ban, that's one. Two, it is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, so that has its own virtues and merits. So yeah, you couple it up and you join it up with 15 Sha'ban. And third one, remember that if you look at the Islamic calendar, so tonight is 15 Sha'ban in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, 90%, 95% of the world you will find. So these are the great, great bounties and favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So every moment we should try and use constructively, productively. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, أَقَرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدُونَ. The nearest the servant, the slave, comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is when he is in sajda. And remember, when the person is in sajda, so his complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ dua. So make abundant dua, beg abundantly of Almighty Allah while you are in sajda. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on 15th night of Shaban, made a lengthy, long sajda. Then I went to go, yeah, what is the master? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and then she heard the following dua of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all should by heart it, memorize it. A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, ya Allah. I seek your protection through your forgiveness from your punishment. Obviously, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guaranteed Jannah. He was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. But to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this type of du'as. A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. Ya Allah, I seek your protection through your pleasure compared to your displeasure. Meaning that always envelop me with your pleasure. So that is what we should aspire and try for. وَأُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from your anger, from your wrath. So that is for me and you. جَلَّ وَجْهُكَ. Ya Allah, your countenance is majestic. اللَّهُمَّ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَانْ عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. Oh, beloved Allah, I can never ever praise you enough as you have praised yourself. So these du'as, if you study it, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite it in the ending of Witr also, and in the 15th night of Shaban also. So therefore, we should learn it, practice on it, and make our time tonight, inshallah, valuable in this sense that we read abundant durood sharif, salawat, istighfar, kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, afdalu zikri, la ilaha illallah, authentic hadith in Mishkat sharif, abundant durood sharif, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah, istighfar, the Quran sharif is replete with such verses. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. Seek the forgiveness and pardon of Almighty Allah. Allah is of forgiving, very forgiving. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. Allah will give you beneficial rain. ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. Allah will bless you with wealth. Allah will bless you with pious children, good children. These are the worldly benefits. ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Allah will grant you the rivulet, the gardens of paradise, the rivers and streams there in paradise. Chapter 71, Surah Nuh, verses 9, 10, 11. So everything we find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So inshallah, we should make qadr of these nights, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala spare us, so we will experience another Ramadan and another Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, how should a woman in menses spend a night?
Yes, I'm receiving that question already from yesterday. So you, my sister, you cannot read the Quran Sharif. You can't be reading Salat. You can't be going to Sajda and so forth. So you raise your hand, mashallah, and make dua. And you make zikr. Zikr is zikr lisani with your tongue. Zikr qalbi with your heart. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Akbar, Istighfar abundantly, Durood Sharif abundantly, and the greatest dua we all should be reciting and making and begging Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, keep us steadfast on Iman, that it must never be a time, Allah forbid, that the whisperings of Shaitan get the better of us, and Allah forbid, you see people today leaving Islam. So we, Allah forbid, Al-Yazubillah, chapter 3, verse 8, Rabbana la tuzigh kulubana ba'da id hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Oh beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us the guidance, and grant us wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Ya Allah, you grant us from your side the special mercy. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of giver. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 8, and then Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin, that Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, unite me with the pious and devout servants of yours. Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala. You see, my sister, you are in hayz, your menses, you are in nifas, and your postnatal, you gave birth. So now you are in that napak, in that unclean state. So all these du'as, Rabbana, 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 you read it. So not with the intention of tilawatul Quran, of reciting Quran. You make the intention of reciting du'a and supplication, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. All that would be permissible and acceptable. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, should a person fast tomorrow?
Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah on the authority of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu states, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا يَوْمَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. So you must remember that it means when it is the 15th night of Sha'ban, then you must stay awake as far as possible. Read, make ibadat, salatul tasbih, salatul shukr, salatul tawbah, salatul hajat. So many things we can do, tilawat of Quran and all that, and cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And the day 15 Sha'ban, you should fast. In the entire corpus of hadith, this is the only hadith we find regarding the fasting of 15 Sha'ban. Now here we need to be careful, because people confuse so many issues. In English we say 13, 14, 15. So in English we say good, better, best, you know. So if a person fasts tomorrow only on the 15th, we say good. If a person can fast today, Thursday, Friday, we will say better. It is to get more reward. Thursday, sunnah to fast, and Friday, very good also. And remember, you kept yesterday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so that is excellent, that is the best. So if you kept 3, excellent, very good. If you kept 2, very good. You keep 1, so that also is mustahab and sunnat and so forth. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, we met him also, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He passed away in 1976 in Shawwal. So he wrote in his book Shabe Bara'at, remember that it is sunnah to fast on 15 Sha'ban only. And other ulama, our ustad and teachers, they would say that it is mustahab to fast on 15 Sha'ban. So this hadith that I quoted from Ibn Majah, that it is weak according to the majority scholars, because there is one rawi, one reporter there, and remember Abdullah bin Abi Bakr, Abi Sabira, so that he is weak and so forth. But to say that this hadith is maudu and fabricated and spurious and rejected, we reject it totally. You get some people who want to reject this hadith totally, we just reject, we don't accept that, we say no. So there is ta'amul. Ta'amul means that from time of the Salaf Esali, our pious predecessors, people used to fast, you must remember, on 15 Sha'ban only, so that you call ta'amul and so forth. There is a wonderful book written by Mufti Taqi Usmani, Shabe Barat Ki Hakikat, but his portion is not so good and impressive. It's good, but not so. Then the second part of it, you must remember, one of the ulama علامات ہے تعلوم کراچی. سو ہی میڈ تحقیق آف آل دا رجال آف آل دا پیپل ان دا سنت ان دا چین آف ٹرانسمیشن. سو ہی مینشن ایوری راوی ایوری رپورٹر دے از ویری گڈ ایکسپٹیبل. اونلی ہی ابن ابی صبیرہ ریمبر ہی ہز پرابلم. But he mentioned two, three important points. He said that he was there in Medina Munawwara, and he was the Qazi and the judge at that time. And this was the time of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. And Imam Malik did not make jarah on him. Imam Malik did not criticize him. So it shows that, therefore, we need to be very careful regarding the signs. Therefore, Asma'ul Rijal, Asma'ul Nisa, discussing the reporters, narrators, we can't just be looking at two, three people and passing the verdict. We have to go into the real depth of it and understand it. So that's one point. Second point, I told you that there's the Amul and so forth. And therefore, if you have the book, Maza Fi Sha'ban by Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki Al-Hassani. So mashallah, he gave me the book himself. You know, he gave me all his, like he called a collection of books. Now his father, Sheikh Alawi Al-Maliki, so he was such a great scholar that our ulama and elders, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, and all of them used to go and meet him because he used to lecture there in the Haram Sharif. And his sanad and chain of transmission was very high, so you must remember. So he, the son, I met him and he gave me permission also of hadith and so forth, in writing also. So I have it still by me with Allah's help and mercy. So in that book, if you look at it, he discusses this in detail. Maada fi Sha'ban, and about fasting on the 15th only. So he also has said it's 100% mustahab, and it is 100% we should fast, even if it's 15th only and so forth. So that is our verdict and so forth. So if any person says that no, it's not permissible to fast on 15th only, or the hadith will be rejected and it's bid'ah and so forth, like some people say, we refute and reject it totally and don't accept it at all. Remember, they can fool the masses, but they can't fool everybody. So therefore, we will say, if people kept Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, excellent. They kept Thursday, Friday, or they intend keeping Thursday, Friday only, very good. And you didn't fast Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to fast only on Friday. So that's also very good. No problem. It's totally acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, what about the sins being left, or the actions of a person when people are born, takdir being written on this day? Is this authentic?
Remember that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two separate ahadith here, and then we'll come to the question posed by you, Maulana. That Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyu Sawmi Afdal Ba'da Ramadan. That which fast is the best, Ya Rasulullah, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the mandatory, compulsory fast of Ramadan. Call. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Shomu Sawmu Sha'ban. Sawmu Sha'ban. Lita'azimi Ramadan. The fasting of Sha'ban out of respect and honor for Ramadan. So that is what the Master alayhi salam said. Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned. And if you look at the amal, the practice of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, remove, exclude Ramadan. Ramadan is compulsory. The other 11 months in which Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the fast excessively, majority days of the month, it was in Sha'ban. And this is authentic mention in Bukhari, Muslim, various compilations. Now we go to Sunan Nasai. That Usama bin Zaid hadith radiallahu anhumah, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, why do you fast, remember, so much and excessively during this month of Sha'ban? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that uhibbu an yurfa'a amali wa ana sahim. I love that my actions for the year are presented to Almighty Allah Jalla wala whilst I'm fasting. Raf'ul a'mal. Raf'ul a'mal means that every day they are taken up, every week they are taken up, and then you have an annual one, and that is during the month of Sha'ban Mubarak. So therefore, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast excessively during the month of Sha'ban, and this hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. Now, if you open Mishkat Sharif, if you open Musnad Ahmad and so forth, there you will find that it is written on Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. You must remember that who will be born for that year, who will pass away, who will go for Hajj, who will do this, who will do that. So majority scholars say that that happens on Laylatul Qadr. So why Almighty Allah teaches us tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha bi'idni rabbi min kulli amr. So that happens on Laylatul Qadr, the night. Laylatul Qadr got 2-3 meanings. Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Sharaf wa ta'zeem, the night of majesty, the night of power and honor and so forth. Second meaning, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Taqdeer, the night of destiny. So therefore, that's a better translation. So remember that. And same thing you will see in Surah Dukhan. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. And then in front, fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakeem. So everything becomes distinct and clear on that night. So that is what majority scholars say. But if you want to make tawfiq, you want to make tatbiq, you want to reconcile everything, it's very easy. Especially in South Africa, for us to understand, it's very easy. The government will tell us 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 1 week or whatever, that before time, when the petrol price will increase and what the amount will be, there's already speculation that the petrol price for April will increase by 2 rand, 2 rand 20, 2 rand 40, whatever it is, but more than 2 rand. So they will tell us, so that you call Yomul E'lan, the day of announcement. Then the first Wednesday of the month, that is Yomul Tanfiz, the implementation takes place. So you can reconcile it like this, which is very easy. You say 15th night of Shaban is Yomul E'lan. So that's the night the announcement is made. You must remember that, that who will be born, who will be passed away, who that, what, all that. But from Laylatul Qadr, the implementation starts from 1 year to the next year. So that is how you can, you call this tawfiq and tatbiq. You reconcile everything like that. So that would be acceptable and permissible. So that's an easy way to do it.
Mufti Sahib, there's a hadith where it says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. So what would be the meaning of this?
Remember, that is not only for 15 Shaban, that is every night. You must remember that fi thuluthil layl al-akhir. So nuzul rabbi tabaraka wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah descending, the special mercy of Almighty Allah descends. Therefore the announcement is made in the last third of the night. Allah hal min mustaghfirin, Allah hal min mustarziqin, Allah hal min sa'ilin. Is there anyone seeking pardon, forgiveness? Is there anyone got needs, ask of me? But when it comes to Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, when it comes to Laylatul Qadr and so forth, we believe the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the most important night in the Islamic calendar without a shadow of doubt is Laylatul Qadr. And majority Sahaba, Tabi'in scholars say that is the 27th night of Ramadan. Obviously, there are other verdicts as well, but that is majority scholars. And thereafter, remember, the second most important will be Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a. So that is 15th night of Sha'ban. So then it carries on the whole night from sunset right till Subah Sadiq, right till the time Fajr time starts and begins. So that is the difference, remember. It means that Almighty Allah's special mercy is descending the whole night. So that is why we should not squander such opportunities. We should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. If you study the scholars, then you will know people like, you know, Imam Bukhari's teacher, Imam Ishaq bin Rahawai and them. That is his verdict. He said, even in masjid, if you stay there and you make ibadat and so forth, it's very good. So you will remember, other ulama say that no, it's better you make ibadat at home. So we must leave it open. Whoever wants to stay in the masjid, the men, so mashallah, make ibadat there. Those who want want to go in the confine of their home, so they want to stay awake there, make ibadah there, so it's fine. So all are flexible issues, but we have great ulama who have made profound statements about Ihya'ul-Layl. Ihya'ul-Layl means that we stay awake for a long portion of this night and not just go and treat it like an ordinary night, no. So because it is the special mercy, you know, I have a book written by Sheikh Farooq Hamada, so excellent book on Mata Laylatul Qadr and all these type of things. So subhanallah, if you see the awliyaullah, the khasan khuda, the special servants of Almighty Allah, like Thabit Bunani rahimahullah and all these great people, he was a direct student of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. When Laylatul Qadr used to come, they used to take a bath. And when they used to take a bath, they used to wear beautiful clothes. So people told them, but it is only after a few days, how come you did this? See, this is ijtihad. This is how they would interpret it. He said, you never read the Quran? Ama qara'at al-Quran? The nazzalul malaikatu wal-ruh. So some people translate this verse that the angels descend and ruh, Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel, the amir, and the leader of the angels descend. That is incomplete and incorrect translation. The nazzalul malaikatu yufidut tajaddud. It means that the angels descend in droves and droves and droves. So the whole night the angels are descending. So these awliyaullah, these hasan al-khuda, they used to take a bath, they used to wear beautiful clothes. Why? Ta'ziman linuzulil malaika. Out of respect for the millions, billions, zillions of angels descending on the night of power and majesty. So they don't speak about 15 Shaban, but the lesson I'm trying to show you is that when you study the life of the Salaf Salih, so how much they would appreciate these special occasions. And so that you must remember that to make qadr of it. Therefore, each one of us should read and by heart these two du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. The entire complete du'a is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. But we know that that's finished. We already by the halfway point now almost of Shaban. So we say Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us barakah. What is the meaning of barakah? Barakah means al-ashya'ul khalila wal-manafi'ul kathira. We have little bit time, but we can let millions of people benefit. We have little bit money, but we can let thousands, hundreds of people benefit. So like that, what is little, but the benefit that accrues is so much with the grace and mercy of Allah. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. The Salaf-e-Salih, when Ramadan would finish, then they would cry to Allah for Qabooliyat. And then the next 5-6 months, they should beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, that spare us for the next Ramadan. That is how they loved Ramadan Mubarak. And you see the second dua mentioned there in Tabarani Kanzul Ummal, and that is Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect us for Ramadan. No accident, no sickness, no, you know, must happen, so forth. Wasallim Ramadan alana. And Ya Allah, you protect Ramadan for us. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 185. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. So Almighty Allah Jalla wala has connected and linked the two up, Ramadan and Quran. Subhanallah. So fasting is a duty, and tilawat of Quran, recitation of the noble Quran, is the beauty of Ramadan. So what is indeed the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqul dhunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. So therefore we should understand this year as well. So Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan alana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, you protect it for us, our speech, our actions are accepted in your court. Take tonight. So after Maghrib, after Isha, you read Surah Yasin, there's evidence for that. Any night you read, Imam Malik mentioned the hadith in Mu'atta, Man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin, and ibtigha'a wajhillah, you read Surah Yasin for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. At night, ghufira lahu, you are forgiven. You read Surah Kahf, it is night of Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Man qara Surah Al-Kahf, Laylat al-Jumu'ah. Then Almighty Allah will bless that person with Noor, adha'a lahu ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. The hadith in Darimi, meaning that wherever you are, then from there, right to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless you with Surah al-Noor and radiance and effulgence. So you got Dalil for Surah Yasin, Dalil evidence proof. You got Dalil for Surah Kahf, and then you got Dalil for Surah Dukhat. So you must remember that. And that is Allah Jalla wa'ala will forgive the person. Those of us who want to become Hafiz, those of us who want to perform Taraweeh, those of us who got a weak memory, the hadith in Tirmidhi, open Fazailul Quran. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulullah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my memory is getting weaker and weaker. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed his son-in-law Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu on the night of Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, the Thursday night, tonight after Maghrib after Isha, perform 4 rakat salat. In the first rakat, Surah Fatiha, and thereafter, remember, you read Surah Yasin. Second rakat, you read Surah Fatiha, and thereafter, you read Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Supara, 25th Juz. Thereafter, third rakat you read, after 2 rakat you will sit for tashahud and then stand up again. Thereafter, Surah Fatiha, and then you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. This is the sequence mentioned by the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore, after you read Surah Fatiha, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. Do it, O my son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, thalathan aw khamsan aw sab'an. You must continue doing it for 3 Thursday nights, 3 Jumu'ah nights, the night of Friday, or 5 or 7. Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless you with a good memory. He states, I did it. And lo and behold, Almighty Allah gave me a powerful retentive memory. So everything is there for us. And then, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day, best night of the week, and that is night of Jumu'ah, day of Jumu'ah. So remember, read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat. So many things we can do tonight. You take any portion of the Quran Sharif and you read, and there will be so much reward and barakah and blessing from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Mufti Saab, inshallah, we'll take a break now, and our listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Sirius FM, we will continue after this short break, inshallah.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Welcome.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, can we go to the Qabristan, the graveyard tonight?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. One day Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha says that I was wondering where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. And when she observed, then she saw Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the graveyard, the cemetery. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed her, do you know, O Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that there is a tribe there in Medina, the Banu Kalb tribe. There you have to have thousands of sheep and so forth. So on this night, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala forgives this ummah more than the hair on the skin of the animal, the hide of the sheep. So on the night of 15 Sha'ban, so therefore I want to make dua for the amwat and the mayyit and the deceased people at Baqi. So therefore for the men to go there is sunnah according to some ulama, or mustahab, but anyway is highly recommended. You know, for 12 years or so consecutively, I used to go to Port Shepstone for 15th night of Sha'ban. And remember that Haji Musa Manjra was there. He passed away also on a Friday a few years ago. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la as well. Wonderful person. So anyway, then I used to tell the people after the program, because the graveyard is there, just nearby. I said, those of us who are able to, let us go to the graveyard and so forth. But if it is raining or it's very cold or something and you can't go, we shouldn't think that we are committing a sin. Keep everything in the proper perspective. So for the men to go, highly, highly recommended. And therefore, it is called Laylatul Bara'ah. Bara'ah means emancipation, liberation. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala liberates millions and billions and zillions of people from Jahannam, because you must remember they made dua, others made dua for them, and so forth and so on. It's called Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, that it is called the night of 15 Sha'ban because of the date, so we must remember. So it has so many different names. If you just study that is there, Mada fi Sha'ban, and you will see that, you know, our the Sheikh here, Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki, MashaAllah, he has done a great job on this. So he has mentioned the names, you must remember, of this night of Sha'ban, and the various names that are mentioned that for this night here. So one night, if he said Laylatul Nisf, that is what you find in the hadith, or you will find that Laylatul Bara'ah, and you will find that it is, you must remember that, you know, Laylatul Saq, that Saq means a piece of paper and so forth, because the people's names are written there, that who will love and who will pass away and so forth and so on. So all this you will find. Then you say Laylatul Mubarakah, so that also has been used. Laylatul Qismah, that is Almighty Allah makes the division, that who will be the people remember to love or to die and so forth. Laylatul Takfir, that the sins get erased and wiped out. Laylatul Ijabah, your duas get accepted and so forth. And Laylatul Ashafa'ah, that our intercession is accepted. So many different remember names are given to this year. So to show, when the names are given many, it shows that Lahu Sha'anun Kabir, that this night has got great, great significance and importance. So you will find some of these type of names are mentioned in the hadith, others are suggested by the ulama and the great, great pious predecessors of the past.
Mufti Sahib, there's a question. A person asks, if I read Surah Dukhan on a Thursday night, then so many thousand angels descend. And so if I read it on this big night, will this be beneficial for me?
100%. Remember, if you open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find it there in the virtues of Surah Dukhan, chapter 44. One is Man Qara'a Surah Hamim al-Dukhan Laylat al-Jumu'ah Ghufira Lahu. Then remember, you will be forgiven. And if you read Surah Dukhan any night of the week, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Asbaha, that 70,000 malaika, that they make dua for that person. So if you read it tonight, SubhanAllah, one side we are forgiven, and on the other side, 70,000 angels, malaika, have made dua for us, and then it will be multiplied even more and more, because it's Laylatul Jumu'ah, and it is Laylatul Bara'ah. So that is Nurun ala Nur. So that is one radiance upon another. So therefore, we encourage people to do so and make intention of what I just told you just now, that you want to have a powerful retentive memory as well. So therefore, I just digress from our topic for a minute. But there's no problem with that also. The ulama, they call this month of Sha'ban, they call it Shahrul Qur'an and Shahrul Qurra. Shahrul Quran, people who are perform Taraweeh, they're preparing, they are Jews, they are para, they are half para, whatever they're going to read, allocated to them. And the month of the Quran, so now the Qurra, the Qarisab, the Imams, they're busy. And the month of Quran, so they're reading more and more compared to the other months. Then Ramadan, they will read the maximum and optimum. So we see that if we want to have a powerful memory, and so forth. So to Hamim, Surah Hamim, Dukhan is very good. So therefore, when people have HIF students, you know, so now I went, you go, this one go, we 7 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, whatever. So I always tell the HIF teachers that after teaching them the short surahs, what to ha downwards, or choose Amma, the whole Amma Supara, then don't teach them other Jews. Teach them the surahs, Yebahat, the four surahs. Surah Yasin, they must learn. Thereafter, Surah Dukhan, they must learn. Thereafter, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Mulk. And tell them Thursday nights, Laylatul Jumu'ah, they should read it. Quick, inshaAllah, they will become Hafiz and Allah will bless them with a powerful retentive memory. Chalo, even if they don't complete Quran, in all these venues I went to, MashaAllah, Mount Vernon, and thereafter, it was Musgrave Masjid, there Masjidul Salam last night, after Maghrib, then after Isha in Avondale. Whenever I meet these youngsters, 5 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old. So I put my hand on their head and I say, Bitta, son, you must try to become Hafiz. So they all laugh, smile and happy, you know. The father also is with them, is happy. So in that way, kisi ki dua lag jai, you know, somebody's dua, inshallah. Sometime we meet the person, the parent, after 5 years, 10 years also. So it happens like that. So they tell me, the father will say, you know this youngster. I said, no. Yeah, we say, do know the father first of all properly, when we don't know the youngster. So he says, no, that you see that one day you gave lecture and then you made dua for my son. So we took it to heart and he started heaves. He's already finished now. So mashallah, so like that, what joy that brings to us. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ Allah gave you, O Ummah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave you Quran Sharif. So you must be very, very happy. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ When we by heart, we memorize the Quran Sharif, we linked up, connected to the Quran Sharif, then it is better than the whole world, than whatever it contains. Quran is saying this. Allah is congratulating the person who is connected to Quran. So therefore, you also, Maulana, I'm telling you, you must become a Hafiz, inshaAllah, Aziz. And all, yesterday also one person, he told me, he's not Hafiz. I said, no, you must start, inshaAllah. So Allah Ta'ala then will congratulate you himself. Huwa khayrun min sifal yafrahu, be happy. Allah gave you Quran, Allah gave you the wahi and revelation. Then we learn the sunnah and the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un, is better than everything in this world. All the minerals, wealth, rents, rupees, gold, silver, dollars, euro, whatever you want to call it. So that's why Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarullah Marqadahu, he used to say, if Allah gave you knowledge of Quran Sharif, and he gave you knowledge of the Sunnah Mubarakah, he gave you knowledge of fiqh, and then you look at people who Allah gave dunya and this worldly thing, gave them money, properties, this, that, and you still consider yourself inferior and you consider him superior, Allah take away half your iman already. So we must never ever think like that. It is nashukri, it is being ungrateful, unthankful to the bounties and favors which Allah has blessed us with.
Mufti Saab, I'm still waiting for Mufti Saab to place his hand on my head, then inshallah we'll start with the heaves.
Inshallah, for you, you'll have to wear a turban, then you'll put our head there on your head, inshallah. Barakallah.
The last question, there are some people who won't be forgiven on this night. Who are those people?
Yes, excellent question. Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi, the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Hibban. To all the young ulama and all the young students and so forth, always remember this, that when you say you are studying, you're learning the deen of Islam and so forth, so go and refer to the Arabic books, remember that, the original books, and then you will find a lot of references and so forth. Now what we have done, we just pick up some Urdu book or some English book and so forth. Arabic, I told you about the Sheikh Albani. Urdu, I told you of Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahimahullah and of Mawlana Mufti Taqi Sahab and so forth. And thereafter in English, if you open the Majlis, you know Majlis of PP, Hazrat Mawlana is there. So he wrote so much on Shabe Bara'at in English. So you will find excellent book he wrote. So because some people were trying to undermine the night of 15 Shaban, he refuted that. Some people were trying to undermine the fasting on the 15 Shaban, he rejected, refuted that. So you should read that book also, very good. So who are the people? I spoke about it last night also a little bit. So one, Kun Liwalidei, people who are disobedient, rebellious to their parents. Oh, you son, oh, you daughter, oh, you grandchildren, you still got time. Contact your parents, go and kiss their hand, ask them for forgiveness, and see how your life will change for the better. If your parents are somewhere far away, you somewhere far, you can't meet them. So, mashallah, we got all the gadgets here. I'm sitting in Durban. Maulana is sitting there, you must remember, in Lanesia, Johannesburg side. And you can see we're broadcasting to the world. And we got Sirius FM. They are there in Israel, in Springs, and so forth. So Allah reward them, Haji Faisal Asmal and Brother Yusuf Asmal and so. So you see, use the networking, use the technology. So contact the people, remember that. So that's one. So make peace with your beloved parents. And believe you me, your parents will never hold it against you. Allah has given them the capacity of forgiving, and they will make dua for you. Despite and notwithstanding the fact that we broke their hearts and disappointed them so many times. So that's one. Then number two, you must remember qati'u rahimin, people who have severed ties, especially with their family. Look at what Quran Kareem states, Surah 47, and that is Surah Muhammad, chapter 47 of the Noble Quran, named after the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verses 22 and 23, in tawallaytum, that when you have power, authority, then what you do, antufsidu fil ard, then you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. You no more make salam, no kalam. It don't mean you must accept the invitation or the death. Sometimes they got all haram things there going on, then they tell you you're breaking family ties. So our answer will be, you trampling on the Sharia and breaking the heart of Nabi alayhi salam. So how can you justify and say, I'm breaking family ties, or we breaking family ties? No, that's wrong. So breaking family ties means you don't make salam at all, you turn your face away and so forth. So that is wrong, unless you got a valid reason for the sake of Islam. Al-hubbullah wal-bughzullah. The person is gave up Islam, the person is making a mockery of Islam, something like that, Allah forbid. So second one, qati'u rahimin, people who have severed the family ties. Guys, look at the wa'id and warning. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Those are the people Allah curses them. Fa'asammahum wa'a'ma absarahum. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala makes it remember. They are spiritually deaf and they are spiritually blind as well. So therefore, we need to be extremely careful in that regard. Then number three, remember that those people there, that are mushahin. We have the malice, the rancor, the hatred, all that. So we are burning. Why has he got more wealth than me? Why are his children better than my children? Why is she more beautiful than me? You know the women, they got that passion for fashion and so forth. So all this, yeah. So remove that malice, rancor, hatred. Then Almighty Allah will forgive us. So these are the most important. Mudminu khamrin comes in also. People who are, you see, we use the word addicted. Addicted means they addicted to drugs and alcohol and so forth. So imagine a person takes that. So 40 days the ibadat is not accepted of that person. Lam yakbalillahu lahu salatan arba'ina sabaha. Open Mishkat Sharif. So imagine people who are addicted to it and so forth. So Allah is giving us, before the disk of the sun appears, you find light already on the horizon. So similarly, before the month of Ramadan comes, Allah, out of His grace, mercy, benevolence, is giving us a bonus. And what is the bonus? The introduction. That is 15 night of Shaban, 15 day of Shaban. O Muslim, purify yourself. O Muslimah, and cleanse yourself internally, externally. So we make dua to all. Majallah, Allah maj'alna min at-tawwabin. Allah maj'alna min al-mutatahhirin. Allah Ta'ala purify, cleanse us externally and internally. And Make dua for the sinner also. Make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all the Muslims throughout the world. Inshallah, Maulana Zahid will read all the programs and what's going to come. But our program now will be between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir of Noble Quran. And inshallah, 8 o'clock, then inshallah, Sirius FM and inshallah, Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, that we will have the program from Masjid Mahmood here in Clare Estate. So may Almighty Allah accept it. May Allah accept our du'as. And may Almighty Allah spare us for Ramadan Mubarak. Inshallah, very soon, my brother Suleiman Esop will then prepare the podcast and it will be entitled 15 Shaban. Then we will send it out to everybody. Barakallahu fiqh. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say Jazakumullahu khairan to Mufti Sap and to all our listeners, and we request your du'as on this Mubarak night as well. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.